This is Jesse Sumpter, Managing Editor of the CrossPolitik Blogazine, here with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, May 8th, 2020. Idaho pastor told he can't hold drive-in church service. Reverend Jonathan Krenz, pastor of Augustana Lutheran Church in Moscow, Idaho, was told that he could not hold a drive-in church service nor do the Lord's Supper. Krenz reached out to local police chief James Fry over email on April 16th. Krenz's email exchange with Chief Fry is part of an exhibit in a lawsuit that was filed against Idaho's Governor Brad Little on April 30th. In Exhibit D, Reverend Krenz writes, "I was deeply concerned with the stay-home order because churches and pastoral work are excluded from the definition of essential business." Krenz writes, "Chief Fry eventually confirmed that my initial read of the order was correct. We were outright prohibited from observing the Mass on Sundays and other feast days as we normally would, or administering any of the sacraments." Krenz suggested several alternate service options to meet the state order. One option was to have families gather in his own driveway spaced 6 feet apart. Another option was to have a few cars circled around him for prayer, preaching, and communion. Everyone would remain in their cars. Krenz also explained that he would wear a mask and gloves, and he said no one would leave their cars. Krenz even suggested a food delivery option. He would drive to individual congregants' homes, read scripture, and then offer communion to them on their front steps. Krenz said, in other words, just as restaurants can stay open under the stay-home order if they only serve takeout and delivery, perhaps my church can stay open by me delivering it, so to speak, to my parishioners at home. Police Chief Fry then wrote, "Based on Governor Little's order, the scenarios you posed would be a violation of the governor's amended stay-home order. As you know, the intent of the order is to ensure the maximum number of people self-isolate in their places of residence to the maximum extent feasible to slow the transmission of COVID-19. Krenz later clarified, "Chief Fry went out of his way to be very helpful to me. He is a man of honor and a true public servant. I disagree with his conclusions, but in no way do I desire to portray him as an antagonist or adversary, nor do I blame him for the governor's order." The lawsuit with Reverend Krenz's testimony was filed by the McPherson Group, and it can be found at this website, www.beatirs.com. In looking at this issue, the key is the correct process of creating laws and state orders. Which criteria was used to make this law? The plain reading of the Idaho order is that this pastor is restricted from offering drive-in church services with communion as he requested. But how was this state order created? What standard was used to make this law? The United States are governed by written laws, so which ones were used to determine that a pastor cannot serve communion door-to-door, but a pizza company can deliver pizzas door-to-door? Christian school in Idaho made national news when it reopened. Nampa Christian Schools, a private school in Nampa, Idaho, reopened for in-person classes, Superintendent Greg Wiles told CNN. "We'll be taking appropriate action within this modified opening to help keep faculty, staff, students, and families safe," Wiles said. Classes resumed on Monday. The school, which has 730 students from preschool to high school on two campuses, has shortened school days along with passing periods. Gone altogether are assemblies, cafeteria, lunches, and busing, Wiles said. About 60% of its students are back for face-to-face instruction, Wiles said. The rest are still learning remotely. The move comes after Governor Brad Little said the state had met the criteria for the first stage of reopening. The state's plan for that stage allowed 90% of businesses to reopen on May 1st, as well as places of worship, daycares, organized youth activities, and day camps, as long as protocols are followed, including social distancing. Idaho is among the 47 U.S. states that have ordered or recommended that schools stay closed for the rest of the academic year, but it also allowed individual school districts to make the decision to reopen. Nampa Christian School's last day of classes for this academic year is May 21st, according to the school calendar. Texas Supreme Court orders release of salon owner who reopened salon. On Thursday, the Texas Supreme Court ordered Dallas County officials to free salon owner Shelley Luther from jail while its 9 judges weigh an appeal challenging her incarceration as improper. Officials were ordered to release Luther on a personal bond with no money required. Shelley Luther had reopened her salon despite Texas state restrictions. For her actions, Luther was sentenced on Tuesday of this week to 7 days in jail and a $7,000 fine. She was also issued an additional $500 fine for every day the salon remains in business until May 8th. The order to release her came shortly after Texas Governor Greg Abbott, seeking to end a political firestorm over Luther's jailing, announced Thursday that local officials would be prohibited from jailing Texans for violating any of his numerous coronavirus-related executive orders. Throwing Texans in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is nonsensical, and I will not allow it to happen, Abbott said in a statement. That is why I am modifying my executive orders to ensure confinement is not a punishment for violating an order. Abbott said this latest executive order, if correctly applied, should free Luther. Abbott's latest executive order suspended all relevant laws that allow jail time for violating any order issued in response to the COVID-19 disaster. The new order also allowed salons and barbershops to open immediately, instead of Friday, and made the change retroactive to April 2nd to nullify any local regulations that could form the basis of jail time for business owners who violated a shutdown order. While it is a good thing that Shelley Luther was released, this is another example of tyranny by a governor's orders. Apparently, Governor Abbott can change the law by simply rewriting it. That is troubling. What is the standard being used here? Did Abbott give in to the masses? Was he basing his new order off of the Texas Constitution or the U.S. Constitution? And then why is he modifying the executive orders to ensure confinement is not a punishment for violating an order? So now which orders lead to jail and which do not? Is anyone else confused? The issue is not changing laws. The issue is the standard for the laws that we make. We want our laws to be biblical and based on a common universal law. That is the only way to ensure justice for all. Speaking of unjust governor orders, 77-year-old Michigan barber says shop will stay open until Jesus walks in or until they arrest me. A 77-year-old barber in Owosso, Michigan, Carl Monkey, reopened his shop on Monday in defiance of Michigan's stay-at-home order. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive order currently mandates that salons, barbershops, and other businesses stay closed. I don't need the governor to be my mother, Carl Monkey said. I have one, God bless her. She's gone now. I don't need another mother. I can make these adult decisions myself. Monkey has been cutting hair in town for 60 years. He said all the shop's chairs, doorknobs, and bathrooms are sanitized and that he wears a mask and sanitizes his hands between cuts. His equipment is also sanitized and his building is large enough for people to stand 6 feet apart. I can run my business how I feel I should run it, Mankey said. To tell you the truth, I am scared, but I don't really have any choice. I need to work through that fear and open up. Mankey said he needed to open for financial reasons. I feel like a pawn in between a bunch of politicians, Mankey said. This is something that's going to be with us for a while. We have to live with it. Violating the executive order is punishable by a 90-day misdemeanor and or a $500 fine. It is unclear if anyone has contacted Mankey, although the city's police department has been notified of Mankey's operating. I'll be open until Jesus walks in or until they arrest me, Mankey said. And with that, this is Jesse Sumter with Cross Politic News. Check out the Cross Politic blogazine for articles and commentary on theology, politics, culture, and history. Download the Fight Laugh Feast app at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey, maybe the best worldview baseball podcast ever. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for a limited time, you can get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access tons of content with Dan Fisher, Douglas Wilson, George Grant, David French, Eric Erickson, Walter Williams, Kirk Kennedy, Gary DeMar, and the Worldview Shotgun Series. You also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register now. Have a great day.